Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence, and featuring Michael Santucci, co-chair of the Intellectual Property Division of the Broward Bar. From the law firm of Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's broadcast, predatory lending affects not just the consumer, but businesses. And on the business side, it's like the wild, wild west. So as a business owners, we must do our due diligence. I'm very pleased to have Ram Denton, founder of Corporate Capital Direct, and also director of financial services. Banks were not lending, and alternative loan origination programs became very popular with fees, high interest rates, and having businesses that stack these loans, it's like a gerbil on that wheel, never getting ahead. Rob will be educating us on how to protect ourselves, our businesses, from predatory lenders, and the solutions that include collection lawsuits resolved, corporate debt consolidation, and even small business bailouts with resolving problem payables. Listen, capital is the lifeblood of any thriving business. You really got to stay tuned for this broadcast. I first like to say good evening to our legal panel host. Good evening, Michael Santucci.
How are you, Phil? I want to remind my music clients out there and any local music artists or songwriters, Legal News and Review does support local music. We're a South Florida show. Submit your music to get it on the air. Submit it to info@500law.com. That's info@500law.com. And hello, Gary Singer, real estate attorney, board certified super lawyer. Gary Singer, real estate attorney extraordinaire.
Keep going, man. This is sounding good. Wow, I like it.
Why do you hand him a 20? You don't give me anything.
You know, you don't say talk about me like that.
Well, you know, predatory lending is an issue that businesses get wrapped up in because they need the money and they need it now. You know, always a sense of urgency needed last week. We're very pleased to have from Corporate Capital Direct, founder and director of financial services, Rob Denton. Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon, Phil. Thanks for having me.
You know, on a side note, we both support the same charity, which is Gateway Community Outreach. It helped over 700,000 families pay their mortgage, feed their families, get fiscal responsibility. Great organization. And before we begin, I understand they're having an event coming up.
That's correct. April 26th, we are having a Festival of Flutes event in Parkland at Parkland Golf and Country. Probably about 400.
Oh, what a great place.
Yeah, about 400 or 500 people will show up.
They even let Gary live in Parkland.
Let me.
Say that again. Festival of Flutes.
Festival of Flutes, yeah. Right. And Scott Brook involved in that? That's a very good charitable event. I've been there several times.
Right, and they select various different organizations, and we're going to be the recipient of this next event.
Fantastic.
Rob, I understand it's like the wild, wild west when it comes to business lending. It's not like they have the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau or the Dodd-Frank issues, you know, regarding home loan mortgages. It's really a wild, wild west because of the internet, you know. People charge fees when they don't have to. Upfront fees, you know.
Well, let's not go overboard. I mean, there's legal protections even in the business realm, just not to the level of consumer protections, Phil.
Right. But on business aspect, from what I understand, you know, it is no real regulation. I mean, of course, interest rates are capped. But somehow they charge the highest amount, right, Rob?
Well, it's not always an interest rate. Sometimes they look at it as a factor rate. But really what happened back in the meltdown era, 2011, 2008, going right forward, the banks stopped lending, but business still had to get done. And up cropped, or you know, through the internet and technology, a number of online lenders. You've heard of a lot of them. You know, we won't give them
right.
too much credit tonight, but at the end of the day, there were a lot of lenders that stepped up and started offering various different types of merchant cash advance loans, alternative lending, there's factoring. But what happened with technology is a lot of people go online and they put their information out there. And sometimes it's not necessarily the direct lender that they're speaking with. It's either a lead aggregator or a broker.
Well, let me slow you down. Rob?
Rob's fine.
Rob, because, you know, not all
you call him Mr. Denton, but go ahead.
All right, Mr. Bell.
Hey, we're both allowed in Parkland.
Well, I always seem we're always in the news for bad things of people that live in Parkland. But anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't going to be familiar with these terms that might be listening to us. So can you go over merchant cash advances, Parkland aggregator, so our listeners know what you're talking about?
Okay, thank you. As far as a lead aggregator or an online application, sometimes when you put your information in there, it's a lead company that is then going to sell your information or share it with other suppliers of capital. So sometimes you end up with not what you were originally looking for, and you get a aggressive salesperson who may be bringing you something that's not really right for your business.
Gotcha.
So predatory is not always the cost of capital. It's maybe someone who's trying to represent something that's not necessarily right for your business.
Bad fit, not, you know, what's factoring for our listeners?
Factoring is the purchase of accounts receivable. It's a an asset for a business when someone owes you money. And, you know, it was very prevalent in the garment industry many, many years ago. But if you're in construction and you perform the work and the labor and you lay everything out and you're going to be paid in 60 or 90 days, a factor will step in and potentially advance you the money and then charge a factor rate and then wait to get paid. We mentioned another term called...
So basically,
so
you know...
it's like a payday loan for a business.
It's similar, but it's a little bit different. I'll buy what you're going to earn mm-hmm. now at a discount. So mm-hmm. I'll give you $15 now, and when you earn $20, you have to give it to me.
So you're closing that gap as to waiting for
basically,
payment,
it's so. Done for yeah. time. I mean, it's all over the place. I mean, not just in businesses. I mean, real estate agents do it, mm-hmm. believe it or not. I mean, it's in every industry.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then we used the term a few moments ago, MCA, Merchant Cash Advance. Several years ago, as the banks stopped lending, the hospitality industry was an industry that really where this grew, where people would use their credit card advance or receivables as a way to get financing from another company. And I don't know the exact numbers, but you know, years ago it was maybe a $4 billion a year industry.
Wow.
Well, it's grown over the last 5 or 6 years as the banks haven't been lending. It's grown, you know, north of $10 billion, maybe, you know, some say $15 or $20 billion. There are a lot of online lenders that have gone public that have not done so well.
Well, I like the fact how you use a consultant process. We actually sent a friend of ours who has a business, wanted $100,000, qualifies for it, but you consulted with him and you realize he doesn't need the $100,000 all up front, right? He needed access to capital as he needed. So why take out $100,000 when you only need $20,000?
Well, that's correct. So
and you're a hero to him because he agreed with your analysis.
Well, and also for what he was looking to use the capital for. He was looking at a number of different solutions, and people were telling him that they can get him more at a lower rate, and you know,
right.
things aren't always what they seem when they get down to that final paperwork. But you know, our firm's all about affordable solutions, and we're dealing with some of the most pressing issues, working capital. Money in and money out of a business. And we were talking a few moments ago about collections, you know, how do you get paid?
Right.
We're also talking about, you know, you lay out money and labor and working capital to perform your job, and you're a subcontractor, and a general contractor says, I'll pay you when we get paid.
Hmm.
Well, you still have payroll. You know, we talked mm-hmm. about labor law and all that
right.
stuff. You have to get paid. So sometimes some of these small business owners, while we may talk predatory lending, sometimes they have a gun to their head and they don't know which way to turn, and they need to make a decision by Friday for payroll. And in comes, you know, they go online looking for working capital, and they talk to someone who talks a great game, and we can help you. And at the end of the day, they end up paying a lot of money for a little.
Yeah, but do I have to pay a consulting fee?
Well, with my firm, no, there are no upfront fees, and we work with people and we'll guide them through the process. And sometimes we'll find out one solution that they came in for instance, maybe a piece of equipment. We'll find out that piece of equipment is not, you know, able to be financed a certain way.
Right.
So we'll look at a different solution. So it's all about understanding and listening and asking good questions, more so than telling someone what they need.
Well put.
Well, I'm confused, not skeptical, just confused. Everyone gets paid. So, I mean, what does your business do? How do you, you know, take home groceries for your kids?
Well, as far as our business?
Yeah.
Well, in many cases, we act as a intermediary, or we're a broker in many cases.
Okay.
So, and that's clear. You know, a lot of people come off and say they're a direct lender, and they're actually not. And then there are fees that crop up. So anytime we're working with someone, we're explaining them. And the example.
So you're helping people to the right tool rather than just the tool that's available to that particular other person they may be talking to.
That's correct. And it's almost like knowing how to buy an airplane ticket. You know, there, you go online and there are so many different tools out there, and you
right.
put your information, say, I'd like to travel somewhere. But why do two people sit on the same airplane and pay two completely different prices?
Because one of them didn't go to Trivago.
And one of them knew exactly how to work with,
yeah.
you know, how a system
exactly.
works. And the online, or what we call the fintech world, financial technology world, is a easy place to access for businesses, and it can be very dangerous. So our firm helps navigate that space with our clients.
Well, that's good when someone's in a position where they're lucky enough to find you before they've created themselves a problem. But what do you do when they've now sold most of their receivables and don't have enough receivables to pay it?
Well, that happens very often, and we'll speak to people, and you know, as we ask questions, what do you need the working capital for? Well, I have these three or four other loans that I need to pay for, or mm-hmm. advances, or whatever they call them these days. And, you know, invariably.
Not loans.
Well, exactly, the advances. And but a lot of times people don't understand what they got. You know, you and I know what we're talking about. We're calling them an advance. But some people don't know. They just got money in and they owe money out.
Oh, it's a scary industry because, I mean, I actually, my firm works on both sides of this issue, both from the bad factoring companies we do defense and the good ones we help clear up some of the loans. So I've seen some of the horror stories that happen. That's why I'm genuinely curious. Mm. Like, what do you guys do to help
right.
out?
Well, we run into a lot of situations where they may have gotten two or three or four advances, which, you know,
yeah.
doesn't make sense. When you look at the financials and you ask someone, what's your profit margins and what do you pay? And they come up with
one advance.
Well, they don't even know what their profit margin is. Well, they don't even
yeah.
know what their profit
yeah.
margin is. And then they realize and they're stacking and they're, you know, stacking, which is getting multiple loans on top of each other. They don't realize that when they also renew that loan or they factor the factored money, that money becomes very, very expensive.
Expensive, yeah.
So specifically, you know, we'll help them out and look to either consolidate those loans mm-hmm. or advances, as we're calling them, into one, or in some cases, it really makes sense to recalibrate or reset the debt, as it is. And it's, again, not a debt as they call it, an advance, but sometimes getting paid something from one of these credit facilities is better than getting paid nothing if the guy has to go out of business.
So a negotiated resolution.
So that's where you can negotiate.
A bank, exactly. An alternative, right, an alternative solution to avoid a bankruptcy.
I mean, someone who's stacked, you know, the companies I deal with don't stack. They're first and first only, and actually have anti-stacking clauses in their agreements because otherwise the business becomes very unhealthy. But if someone's stacked, how do you get them enough money on receivables to consolidate? I mean, by the time they're stacked, they're, I mean, Phil, are we, let's say, screwed on the air?
You could say that.
All right, they're screwed.
We get the
right.
thumbs up from Louis.
Yeah,
right. So once we determine that they, quote unquote, screwed.
That's a legal term.
It is.
You.
Okay.
Black's Law Dictionary.
Yeah.
Citation.
Okay. So is puffery, but go ahead.
Once they're in a position where they can't pay that, and it doesn't make sense to borrow or
yeah.
get money more, really, we have to give the tough love, and the reality is that we're going to have to look to restructure and look to do it in a way that makes sense for the business and also for the credit facilities or factor firms.
So is there an educational component? I mean, teaching them how to read a dashboard or make a dashboard for their business as part of this? Or
yeah, you know, first of all, we need to know what the debt schedule looks like because it's not always these loans or advances.
So
it's also vendor debt.
Stuff,
it's
yeah.
vendor debt. It could be payroll issues. It could be, you know, a number of things.
Payroll taxes, sales
right.
tax.
So having an advocate, all right, and we represent a number of firms that we'll forward this to when legal representation is required. I am not an attorney. My firm is not a law firm. So
right.
when we identify that, you know what, they really need legal representation because there are some significant assets here, or there's, you know, there are other documents in those applications that we were talking about that could put them in serious jeopardy, confessions of judgment, documents that really don't, you know, boggle the mind that someone would actually sign that. But when they're desperate and they have that payroll or they have
no one looks at
a predatory salesman who says, hey, don't worry about it. I got you on this. You
know, where's the line? What's predatory? You know, where does it become predatory? Is there really lenders out there deceiving?
Well, you can't lend. You got to get lending out of it.
Yeah.
You know, any factoring company that's lending at anywhere near the returns that the factoring companies are getting is posed. They're going to get beat up by any decent defense counsel because it's not a loan. You're literally buying something at a discount.
Gotcha.
So, you know, what matters, and I'm sure what the people you refer to do, is you look at the paperwork, and it's the duck test, right? If it looks like a loan, it's a loan. Mm-hmm. If it looks like you're buying something, you're buying something. There's a lot of little tests. And, you know, there's good fact. I mean, factoring is kind of a dirty word, but there are good companies that really do help people out.
Sure.
I'm fortunate enough to work with a couple of them. Mm-hmm. But on the defense side, I've seen some that are really, really horrible.
Well, Ron, can you also provide solutions to companies that are like in Chapter 11 and be part of the restructuring and of the debt to get the company back on its feet?
Right. There are guidance rules on helping someone get back on their feet. If they're in a current Chapter 11, it's going to be very difficult to really offer any kind of debt instrument when they're under the supervision of a court. So,
kind of what the court's doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And it's one thing that they can't do. But, you know, I just want to touch on this. We talked about predatory and things of that nature. It's not always about the rate that makes it predatory. There's a lot of people in an industry that is not really regulated, and Phil was talking about this a couple of moments ago.
Right.
And they're selling. They're selling money, okay, more so than consulting with a business owner who has an issue. All right, so a lot of times something is put ahead of the business owner's number one goal, which is I need capital for this, and it becomes, well, if you don't do it today, you know, you're going to lose it tomorrow, or let me talk to my man. It becomes like this. I don't want to harp on car salesman, but it becomes a sale of a solution, you know, and that's not the right thing. So our firm, I want to focus on this, corporate capital advisors. You know, I'm doing this 25 years, helping small businesses on two sides of the cash flow equation, on the collection side, which is money in, and on the, bringing money in from the receivables, and also on the other side, money in to help grow a business. Not everybody knows how to access capital. So our firm has really done its due diligence, and we're able to help them look for the best in breed. There are various companies that you represent. We know them well. And, from time to time, it makes sense if they specialize in a certain industry, for instance, construction, maybe they only focus on aviation or medical. So certain lenders or credit facilities are better at certain things. We understand that. So we're going to help guide our clients and people we speak through that. And sometimes we have to give tough love. Mm-hmm. Tough love could be no. Well, you should not be getting more money.
Or as a consultant, you say no, but.
No, but.
If you do this. And you need to do that. And, you know, it's funny. We have an accountant sitting over there, Lee Marcus, good friend. And my accountant's always said to me, Phil, let's pay the least amount of taxes. Let's show the least amount of money. And then what if I need a loan? You know?
Then you're
it's a dual-edged sword. I'm out of luck, right?
I don't want to even lend you money.
What about the cash?
It's funny that some of these lenders that are out there, or credit facilities, or whatever you want to call them, they may not even look at what the accountant looks at. You know, his profit margins, you know, revenue streams, or what's going on. And so my point is, the online space is a very scary space when you go online and put your information in and hope to hear from someone, and you end up hearing from 6 or 7 or 12 people all of a sudden.
Yeah, some of them are like they represent one thing, then all of a sudden they're like a lead generation where they sell those leads to
you
all
know,
these
it's amazing, too, because the same thing happens in like the mortgage. You know, I want to get up buy a house, and the next thing you know, everyone's calling you. You fill that one little form on what looked like a mortgage broker, and everyone's calling you. Let me ask you this, if you don't mind. You know, you have competitors as well, right?
That's absolutely
so true. How would our listeners, our business owners who aren't sophisticated in this, know a good company like yours for one that maybe is holding themselves
first of all,
out
he's on our
company.
Program. He's on our program.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
That's why.
But great question.
Well, it boils down
Take
to
it, easy, Phil.
It boils down even to our it boils down even to our website. We don't have clip art on our website. We have our actual pictures. You know, we put ourselves out there. We're in the community, and we've dealt with a lot of companies, and testimonials are key, and we've in the past had clients of ours on the show as well.
On the community show.
On
that's
the
right.
community show.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So it's important to do that and do your due diligence. And you know, we can't always promise what someone wants if it's not deliverable. So I have no problem looking someone dead in the eye and say, that's not going to happen. You need to go a different route. And for us, you know, it's a reputation thing. And fortunately for the last 25 years, you know, we've done everything we can to avoid dealing with people who, you know, want their way and don't care what.
So what would your competitors be saying? I mean, I'm completely ignorant of.
In other words, what to look out for?
Yeah, what would people look out for? Now we know what to look for. What would we look out for? Obviously, promises.
Sure, I promised you $250,000, Mr. Jones, but start with this $10,000. I'll get you some additional capital.
Okay.
You know, the rate is this, but we're going to refinance it in about 3 to 6 months. we're all laughing, but there are things that are being said.
When you're desperate, you'll listen to it. What? Yeah, no, I got you. And, it's a shame.
And there are very sophisticated people in business who listen to it that don't want to go through the banking rigmarole, so to speak, 6, 8, 12 weeks.
Yes.
And the fact that capital has become so readily available and that it's out there that people say yes very quickly, and before you know it, money's in your account.
Well, the space is fairly flooded, and there's a lot of incautious, newer players, and, you know, they're hurting people because they really don't know what they're doing. They're giving more money to the wrong people at the wrong rates.
Well, that, and also they're not really doing their diligence on the clients. There's various technology that's out there, that algorithms, and, you know, they look at the credit a little bit, but the algorithms, and when you get these second and third advances that are added to these companies, they're not really considering the downside risk to the customer, right, or to the borrower, or to the and, you know, any accountant who's listening to this and would see what someone has going out. They're paid back very quickly, a lot of these loans, 3, 6, 8, 12 months.
And they're getting longer, too, to make it even worse.
Right. And then they're and at the end of the day, they're in a position where their profit margins will never, ever absorb the cost
of capital. So what can someone do? Like, they're at their first stack, right? And they got their first one and they needed it and it didn't do the trick. What do they do?
Well, sometimes the wrong thing to do is to get more.
Oh, absolutely. You know? So what do they do?
Well, you know, sometimes there are a few things. One is, if you're going to be making those payments, either if you have to restructure, you're going to have to reach out to the credit facility and, you know, let them know. And sometimes they're not going to be listening. So you may need a third party to help you at least negotiate credible terms to restructure that. And that doesn't mean don't take the call. It doesn't mean interfere with the existing contract, but sometimes someone needs an advocate. They don't know necessarily understand how to.
A lot of lenders will listen, you know, if it's presented in a way they can.
And if they have a legitimate hardship that for a reason why they can't honor the ridiculous.
I mean, it's no different in any kind of debt. No one wants to hear, they want to hear, well, here's the business, the reasons. My profits are dipped. Here's the reason. Here's why it'll be okay. And I'm sure that's where you come in.
Right. And we see a lot of times that it's not just that there are other things that didn't work out like they thought.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you're known as solution-based lending. You set them up not for failure because you do care. You really consult with your clients. I've been there. I've been in your office. I mean that. And to me, that shows a level beyond as a normal lender would be.
Right.
As well. So it's solution-based lending. And you explained to me that you find that a lot of people do have those stackable or even merchants, and they just can't get out from under.
Right. Sometimes, you know, it goes back to the days of when people were having 3 and 4 credit cards or 5, and originally they were paying them off at the end of the month, and then they started paying minimum monthly payments. And before they knew it, they were a slave to a credit, you know, thing that just blew out of proportion. But as long as nobody was bothering them, they would pay their minimum monthly payments. Well, when you're dealing with an aggressive lender, we were using the word predatory. Let's just use the word aggressive.
Okay.
An aggressive facility that puts money out there and is expecting a return. I mean, Wall Street's gotten involved. Everyone's put out some expensive money, and they're expecting a return. But when it doesn't come or things start going sour, some of the collection practices are extremely, extremely aggressive. Some are duly, you know, put in the right position when the let's call it the borrower or the guy who got the money sometimes maybe decides not to honor his obligation.
Now, do you work just locally or are you national?
We're national.
That's great.
Yeah.
And so, how would someone get a hold of you?
Well, it's online. You can go to Corporate Capital Direct. So it's www.corpcapdirect. My phone number is 800-261-6478. And on our advisory side, you can go to bizcapadvisor.com. That's bizcapadvisor.com.
You can also go to Be Legal Buzz and send us an email if you want more information or even to engage Rob in a conversation as well. And we'll be giving out the websites throughout this week's broadcast as well. You know, Rob.
Very interesting.
It is. And I'm so glad you took the time to come in.
Thank you.
I mean that. You've been a good friend of mine, and not only a good friend, but really, I got to tell you, I respect you very much.
Still,
you're a family man.
Still going to have to pay him back the $20.
No, I'm not. No, but in all seriousness, you're a family man. You do so much within the community. That's how we became such good friends for Gateway Community Outreach, as an example, that we're going to start to really promote their events coming up because they do so much good. And you don't have to do that. You live and stand in the community, you know, that you operate your business in.
Listen, you know, the community is very important, number one. And number two, our whole career has been about helping the small business owner, giving them a seat at the table when they're dealing with someone.
Let's face it, you built your business by word of mouth, not by online presence or advertising.
And at the end of the day, you know, what people need to remember when they're running a small business, just because you're good at your business, you run a great restaurant, doesn't mean you know every part of business, and that's why you got to reach out sometimes. And on that note, folks, I want to thank everyone for listening in. I want to wish you all a great day, and as always,
be legal!
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review, featuring Michael Santucci from the law firm of Santucci Priori, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They can be reached at 500law.com or at 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to BeLegalBuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448 for legal news and review. Remember, be legal.
Do you need an attorney? Call someone you can trust. The Broward County Bar Association, a not-for-profit organization, was founded in 1925 to foster courtesy, ethics, and professionalism, as well as to provide necessary legal services throughout South Florida. The Broward County Bar Association, 3,000 members strong, has attorney members that work throughout the entire state of Florida, as well as nationally and internationally. Remember, the Broward County Bar Association is a referral you can count on. Call the Broward County Bar Association at 954-764-8310 for all your legal needs. A referral you can count on. 954-764-8310 or contact online at browardbar.org. Non-lawyer spokesperson.